Carolina's specialty hospital administrators have been planning for this day for a year. 28 patients were moved from a rented space at the Carolina's Medical Center Mercy Hospital to a brand new building. Nursing students from the American Academy of Healthcare were on hand waving pom-poms to welcome the patients.
Here we go.
Cecilia Carper says it was a smooth ride for her.
The ambulance people make it as comfortable as, you know, you can be. We only hit one bump. That's pretty good for Charlotte.
Carper has been in the hospital since late July after multiple hip surgeries. Then the pacemaker for her heart went out of sync, and then she had an infection in her lungs. It's been a difficult few months, but she says this location is by far the most comfortable. After all, she has a special airflow mattress that inflates and deflates according to her movements.
They tell me I'm in the penthouse at the penthouse.
It took more than 8 hours to move all of the patients. That's partially because these patients are some of Charlotte's most ill. CEO Daniel Dunmeyer of the Carolina Specialty Hospital explains.
Most of our patients don't have one thing wrong with them. They have four, five, six different things, and that makes it very complex.
The building cost of $40 million was split between the hospital and the Carolina Healthcare System's new rehab facility, which owns the bottom two floors. The rehab facility will open next month. For WFAE News, I'm Tasneem Shama in Charlotte.